triathlon man. Hotelier Erwan Mahe talks about his passion for the multi-sport event. Erwan Mahe's decision to become a triathlete 5 years ago has led him to have a more disciplined mind and positive attitude towards solving problems. The Frenchman, who is an executive general manager for Ibis Erawan Thailand, shared that while playing sports in general is good for the body and soul, triathlon sets itself apart in that it is a mind game. It takes much more than physical training to compete. Athletes can sometimes experience such acute fatigue, says Mahe, that only people with mental toughness can often make it to the finish line. Mahe admits that he got into triathlon very much by chance, developing his passion for the discipline gradually. An avid cyclist since his younger days, the globe-trotting hotel executive has always indulged in sports to let off steam. When he first came to Thailand 7 years ago, it was no different. In a vain search to find a sport that would enable him to de-stress from the pressures of managing 5 properties for the Ibis hotel brand in the kingdom, on taking up the multi-sport event, which involves strenuous swimming, cycling, and running on the advice of friends he had met at the cycling club he had previously joined. Mahe took to the sport like a fish to water. He jumped at the opportunity to compete in his first ever competition, the Phuket Laguna Phuket Triathlon. Still wet behind the ears, he competed in the event with very little knowledge of the mechanics of the discipline. I had only 6 months to train for the event, which by any standards for a triathlete is low. The experience taught me so much about preparation. I was so unprepared, right from my attire to the sporting equipment for the 3-leg event. The entire experience, on the other hand, was highly memorable. I finished in the top 200 in a group of about 900 that day, so overall, I thought I did pretty well. If you don't happen to be leading in front of the pack, it is difficult to know just where your position is in a race up till the very end. During the entire course, you attempt to improve on your previous timing, because that is the one aspect of the race that you are in full control of. You are constantly fighting against yourself because you always are looking to improve on your time. 3 of the most memorable events that Mahe has competed in so far include the 2009 Ironman Langkawi Malaysia, his first full Ironman course, which he completed in over 11 hours of immense physical and mental power. 2nd, the 2009 Ironman 70.3 China, where he finished 9th overall, qualifying him for the World Championship. Last but not least, the Ironman 70.3 Clearwater, Florida in 2009. This race was the World Championships, a great experience for the expat hotelier to rub shoulders with the best racers in the world while having the chance to compare skills between Asian and competitors from Europe and the U.S., Training in Phuket and Pattaya was relatively easier, especially with the ocean and areas to swim, cycle, and run. Any free time he could snatch from his busy schedule, he trained, periodically competing both in Thailand and overseas. However, when he moved to work in Bangkok and his workload intensified, it became increasingly difficult for him to train. A limited amount of places to run and cycle only added to his dilemma. As he was already hooked on the discipline by then, he worked around it to find both the time and places to run. After 5 years, he is still going strong. Triathlon tests your physical endurance like none other, says Mahe. It's such an adrenaline-pumping experience that you can fall for it hook, line, and sinker. Being a triathlete has empowered him with more than just the opportunity to unwind from daily stress at work, but also it has taught him the concept of mind over matter. Training in Bangkok for a triathlon is not always an easy task. Most Bangkok residents do their training for the running leg of the event at either Queen Sirikit or Lumpini Park. But if you are lucky to live on the outskirts of Bangkok, there are many lush areas located in national parks where triathletes can train. Practicing for the cycling leg can be somewhat of a pain as one has to get out of Bangkok's horrendous traffic. He suggests his regular hangout, Rama 9, on the way to the airport, to be the most accessible because cyclists meet up regularly over the weekends to practice there. If time permits, he advises people to head to Pattaya or Khao Yai for training. Not only does it give them a change of scene, it helps them to get acquainted with course obstacles which they might encounter during an event. Mahe polishes his swimming skills in his apartment swimming pool and adds that Bangkok has actually quite a few 50-meter and 25-meter pools at fitness clubs, schools, and in some educational institutions, which can be utilized for practice. The Frenchman acknowledged that Thai triathletes are strong competitors. We often compete with Thai athletes from national teams, and a handful of them are strong racers. In my opinion, the key is to have a well-structured training program that focuses on building sporting talents to become capable and skillful athletes. It is also crucial to have ongoing programs to recruit young athletes to prepare them for international competition.